Your AI assistant just asked to update your CRM, check inventory, and send a Slack message. Your IT team is having nightmares. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 246. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boon. Today we're talking MCP, Model Context Protocol, and why every IT team should care about this right now.
Because we're about to hit this wall where AI agents can do incredible reasoning but can't actually touch any of our business systems in a standardized way.
Exactly. It's like having a brilliant intern who speaks 12 languages but doesn't know how to use any of our tools. So Boon, what exactly is MCP solving here?
Think of it as a universal translator between AI models and enterprise systems. Instead of every AI tool building custom integrations to your CRM, database, file system, MCP creates a standard protocol.
Okay, but break that down for me. What does this protocol actually look like under the hood?
It's built on JSON RPC, which gives you bidirectional communication. So your AI client, could be Claude, could be a custom agent, connects to MCP servers that wrap your business systems.
And these servers are doing what exactly?
Three main things. They expose tools, like update customer record or query inventory. They provide resources, access to files, databases, APIs, and they handle prompts, context about how to use all this stuff.
So instead of every AI vendor writing their own Salesforce connector, they just need to speak MCP and connect to your Salesforce MCP server.
Exactly. And the security model is built in. The MCP server handles authentication, permissions, rate limiting, all the stuff you need for production.
This feels like API management all over again, but for AI. Who's actually shipping this? Because I'm seeing a lot of protocols that sound great in demos but die in implementation.
Anthropic open sourced the spec and they're already using it in Claude Desktop. You can connect to GitHub, file systems, databases, it's not vaporware.
That's smart positioning by Anthropic. Get the ecosystem building MCP servers while Claude becomes the reference client.
And the implementation is surprisingly clean. Each MCP server exposes a schema that describes its capabilities. The AI client can discover what tools are available and how to use them dynamically.
Wait, so the AI can basically ask, "What can you do?" and get a structured response?
Right. It's like OpenAPI specs but designed specifically for AI consumption. The server says, "I have a create_ticket tool that takes title, description, and priority parameters."
That's actually brilliant for adoption. IT teams can wrap existing systems without changing them, and AI tools get instant access. What's the catch?
Orchestration gets complex fast. Once you have agents calling multiple MCP servers, managing state and error handling across systems becomes your new problem.
Yeah, I can see that. It's like microservices, great until you need to coordinate 12 different services for one business process.
Exactly. And you're probably going to need some kind of workflow engine or orchestrator sitting above MCP to handle the complex multi-step operations.
Which brings us back to the original challenge. Most enterprises aren't architected for this kind of AI-driven automation. This is infrastructure work.
But that's also the opportunity. Companies that get their MCP servers built and their orchestration layer right are going to have a huge advantage when AI agents actually go mainstream.
I'm giving MCP itself an A-. Clean spec, real implementation, solves a genuine problem. The orchestration layer above it is where things get interesting.
Agreed. And honestly, I'm already adding an MCP server for our internal tools to the weekend project list. The barrier to entry is really low.
Alright, for people who want to get hands-on with this, Boon, what should they actually go build?
Start simple. Clone the MCP Python SDK from GitHub and build a server that wraps one internal API. Test it with Claude Desktop to see the magic happen.
And if you want to go deeper, look at the existing MCP servers. There's ones for PostgreSQL, GitHub, file systems. Study how they handle authentication and error cases. Third thing, if you're in enterprise IT, start identifying which systems would benefit most from AI agent access. CRM, ticketing, monitoring tools, that's your MCP server roadmap. MCP isn't just a protocol, It's infrastructure for the AI-first enterprise that's coming whether we're ready or not. Time to saint.